National Radio Club.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to the Market Scope for September 2011. I'm Byron McKenzie, 2020 News for Chuck Rivers, a.k.a. Phil Wayne, who's sitting it out in Harpster, Ohio. Last month, John Wesley Smith of Columbia, Missouri, took us down the AM dial in central Missouri. As you might guess, John is back to fill us in on the FM part of the spectrum. John?
This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri, with a Market Scope for the DX Audio Service. Hallsville is a little bedroom community, and I live just outside of that, and I'm about 10 miles north of Columbia, Missouri. Columbia is in the middle of the state along I-70, about halfway between Kansas City and St. Louis. It has a population of roughly 100,000 people, especially when the University of Missouri is in session. Columbia receives signals from Jefferson City, Fulton, Mexico, Moberly, and Centralia, plus a couple of other ones which I'll get to shortly. I'm going to start with the FM dial. We have much more FM around here than AM. And I'll start with 88.1 KCOU, licensed to the University of Missouri. It's basically a 10-watt college station, and I can't pick it up here. There have been some news reports saying that KCOU may go out of existence within the next couple of years or so, and that's relevant for the next station, which I'll mention shortly. KCOU pretty much plays headbanging rock. That's about the only way I can think to describe it. Now, the next station is 88.3 KJAB in Mexico, Missouri, to the northeast of Columbia. It's owned and operated by an independent Baptist church in Mexico. The call letters KJAB stand for King James Authorized Bible. They're pretty narrow in their focus and in the programs that they carry. They don't have a lot of the programs that you might expect to hear on other mainstream type Christian stations. Their music is primarily Southern Gospel.
Proclaiming God's Word till the rapture. KJAB, 88.3 FM.
Mexico, Moberly, Columbia, and Macon. Thank you, Heidi Taylor, for sponsoring today's music and programming. Your support helps KJAB head into the new year as we proclaim an unchanging God to an ever-changing world. Also, Heidi would like to say a happy anniversary to her pastor and his wife, Bob and Rowena Klaus. Happy anniversary. Birthday greetings go out to June Penn.
Partly sunny skies on this New Year's Day, 2011. We will have some blustery conditions with a west wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and temperatures around 30 degrees. Then for this evening, clear skies with the lows around 15. And on the Lord's Day, sunny skies or highs near 39 degrees. Happy New Year from all the staff at the Masters Radio.
Hello, this is Daniel. I'm looking forward to what God has in store for this new year. I hope you had an energizing Christmas and that your relationship with Christ is renewed over the holidays. You have a message everyone needs to hear. Jesus Christ gives new life. That's exactly what we'll be telling thousands of people day in and day out this upcoming year. And let me ask you to be a part of it. We need people like you to share generously with this listener-supported station. Time is running out to make your year-end gift. It must be postmarked by December 31st to be tax-deductible. Here's our address, 621 West Monroe Street, Mexico, Missouri, 65265. Your special gift of any size is important. It will be transformed into ministry, and we're counting on this last week of the year to be overflowing with listener support. Our address again, 621 West Monroe Street, Mexico, Missouri, 65265. Thank you so much.
Sometime within the last 3 or 4 years, KJAB went from, I don't know, something like 1,200 watts up to 6,000 watts. And they are raising money now to go to 100,000 watts, hopefully within the next couple years, as they put it. Next up is KJLU, 88.9, the public voice of Lincoln University in Jefferson City. They're one of the few stations I know of that is not on the air 24 hours a day. They go off between midnight and 6. During the daytime, they play jazz, a lot of smooth jazz, fusion jazz, that sort of thing. In the evenings, they play rap and modern urban type music. And they diversify a little bit of their programming on the weekends, a little blues. And then one of my favorite things on Saturday afternoons is Classic Soul Saturday. The man who does this program is the Morning Man.
The late Tina Marie was out on a limb here from 88.9 FM KJLU. It's 8 minutes after 2. We'll hear more from the great Tina Marie throughout the show today. 8 after 2 on Classic Soul with the Hitman with Al Green. That is Al Green with his classic Let's Stay Together here on 88.9 FM. This is KJLU in Jefferson City, Missouri. My name is Dan Turner. You're listening to Classic Soul with the Hitman. It's 13 and a half after 2. Happy New Year, everybody. 2011 is going to be a great year, so long as we make it that way. Request lines are open, toll-free, 888-681-5303. Call us up, make a request. If we find it, we'll play it for you. Got a classic from the Four Tops by request coming up. But right now, this is Cameo with Sparkle on KJLU.
You're listening to Classic Soul with the Hitman.
One thing I like about the Hitman is that he plays the long version of songs. Next is our first Columbia station, 89.5 FM in Columbia. KOPN has been on the air since 1973. OPN standing for Open without the letter E. They are Columbia's community radio station. I think they have about 36,000 watts or something like that. And they play everything. They have a pretty standard routine for much of the time during the weekdays. They play classical music between 6 and 8 in the mornings, and they play Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman from Pacifica at 8 o'clock, The Diane Rehm Show from 9 to 11, Fresh Air from 11 to noon, rebroadcast Democracy Now! At noon, and then between 1 and 3, they play programming from Deutsche Welle and Radio Australia and Radio Netherlands, and I'm not sure if there are any other international broadcasters in that mix or not. They play a few other things that aren't from other international broadcasters. It kind of depends. I can never keep track of what they're playing on which day of the week in that time slot. They do carry Deutsche Welle news instead of NPR news during the daytime. They used to carry the BBC, but I think they ran into some problems with that as far as programming that changed and kind of got messed up whenever daylight saving time would change. I don't know how they deal with that now with their current schedule. From 3 o'clock on throughout the night up until 6 o'clock the next morning, the program is all over the map. I mean, it depends on the day and the time you listen. They'll have all kinds of interesting things. That 3 to 5 slot has a different program each day of the week. Same thing with some of their other time slots. Not too many of their programs go more than 3 hours unless it's overnight, and I'm not really aware of what all they do overnight, except that they play some mighty strange stuff when I've heard any of it. The weekends are a little different. They have black gospel on Saturday mornings from 6 to 9, followed by some Spanish programming between 9 and noon. Then they do some, I think, mostly black-oriented programming all during the afternoon on Saturdays. They have some reggae music on Saturday evenings. And then on the Sundays, they have more acoustic and bluegrass-type music. Actually, early Sunday morning, they play klezmer music. So they really are all over the map. Now, I'm going to play a sample of KOPN from Saturday evening, and then I'll play a break from them on a weekday morning as they go from classical music to Democracy Now!
Yeah. It's the Onion Radio News. The world's scientists admit they just don't like mice. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
Okay. I don't remember my name, but that's not important, because I remember when we had trees and Florida wasn't underwater, and there was this radio program called Mystery Science Radio 3000 with Kyle and Tony. But I don't think enough people listen, because there aren't any trees anymore, and Florida sunk.
Please listen to this show. I'm from Florida. I don't want to die.
According to this note I've got pinned on my shirt, the program was on Sundays at 2 o'clock in the morning on KOPN Columbia, Missouri, 89.5 FM. Have you seen my teeth?
O'Neill's playing quite well despite this level 5 hurricane. Here's his drive. A smashing drive straight down. Slicing. No hooking. Heading off into the flying mailbox. Deflected to the fairway. On the green. Off. On. Oh! Stopping just the left. Right. Oh, sand trap. Green! Better hurry and punt that one.
Ignoring global warming won't make it go away. Help World Wildlife Fund at worldwildlife.org.
With 2010 drawing to a close, we're asking all listeners to donate their 2010 calendars to KOPN. Every year we make this request, and we reuse the art from the calendars in a number of arts and craft projects throughout the year. Drop off your used calendars at 915 East Broadway, and KOPN Columbia will put them to good use.
This is Tony Friedman with your official Chuck Norris moment. Chuck Norris once bet NASA he could survive re-entry without a spacesuit. On July 19, 1999, a naked Chuck Norris re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, streaking over 14 states and reaching a temperature of 3,000 degrees. An embarrassed NASA publicly claimed it was a meteor and still to this day owes him a beer. This has been Tony Friedman with your official Chuck Norris moment.
We can do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
On KOPN, Columbia.
And again, tune in this evening at 6 for Evening Edition. Journalist Tracy Barnett will speak. Has spent the last year traveling through Latin America from Mexico to Argentina looking for Esperanza. Barnett, the founder of the Esperanza Project, will share her reflections on where she has found hopeful signs emerging in the diverse cultures of Meso and South America. Mark will also open the phones for your questions and calls and comments. That's Evening Edition tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. on Community Radio, 89.5 KOPN. 2 minutes before 8 and before Democracy Now!, I'm Dale Langford. It's been my pleasure to sit in for Bruce this morning. We'll look for Bruce back as early as next week. I will hope to see Bruce again. And I do thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! You're listening to 89.5 FM, KOPN, Columbia.
I'm Bill Moyers. Thank you for supporting independent community radio, KOPN Columbia, and streaming on the web at kopn.org.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Everything that goes on the air at KOPN is run by volunteers locally. Next is 89.9, and I can never remember their call letters. They'll give the call in an ID here shortly. It is a station affiliated with the Bot Radio Network, which is a commercial network of Christian stations here in the Midwest, based in Kansas City. They play back-to-back, wall-to-wall preaching and teaching programs, and how in the world they were able to procure a non-commercial station, I don't know. But as with other stations in the educational part of the band, many times their underwriting announcements sound a lot like commercials. But what I have here is a break that was recorded during the weekend that will give you a little bit of a flavor of the kind of programming they carry.
Chuck Swindoll's message on the Holy Spirit continues next weekend on Insight for Living. This program is sponsored by Insight for Living.
Bot Radio Network, KMCV, High Point, Columbia, Jefferson City, and KMOZ, Rolla.
Friends, this is Rich Bott. I am delighted to announce that Bott Radio Network is now broadcasting with 50,000 watts. That's three times more power here at 89.9 FM. Please rejoice with us in God's goodness as He allows this more powerful radio station to proclaim His Word. With this major 50,000 watt power increase, BRN will cover more than 500,000 people in Jefferson City, Columbia, and all across mid-Missouri with quality Bible teaching, Christian news and information programming 24 hours a day. Tell your family and friends about our new, more powerful signal and encourage them to tune in to Bott Radio Network. Thank you for helping us spread the good news and for supporting the quality Bible teaching ministries you hear on Bott Radio Network. Stay tuned and please let us know where you hear BRN. Email us at comments@bottradionetwork.com or call our listener comment line at 1-800-345-2621.
Bott Radio Network invites you to learn about faith, family, and finances from Dan Celia, live in St. Louis on Tuesday, January 25th at 7 p.m., and in Kansas City Thursday, January 27th at 7 p.m. Dan is host of the weekly program Financial Issues Live, heard each Saturday morning at 10 on Bott Radio Network. Dan will be in both cities for a faith, family, and finance town hall meeting in St. Louis Tuesday, January 25th, and in Kansas City Thursday, January 27th. For details, visit BottRadioNetwork.com.
On the upcoming weekend edition of Truth for Life, we'll begin the new year by spending some time together in God's Word.
Saturday at 7 p.m. Central and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. Central on Bott Radio Network.
In Mark 1:35, we read, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." Oswald Chambers reminds us, prayer does not equip us for the greater works. Prayer is the greater work. A word of prayer on Bott Radio Network.
The news is next on Bott Radio Network.
USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Did you know there's a unique way you can help the Bible Answer Man on this station? Become a Bible Answer Man support team member today.
You ever struggle trying to read the Bible devotionally? Join us for Family Life This Week with Dennis Rainey.
Saturdays at 9:30 a.m. Central and Sundays at 2 and 6 p.m. Central on Bott Radio Network.
The mid-Missouri area weather overnight will have clear skies and a low of 17. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 40, and then tomorrow night it'll be clear with a low of 21.
Hello, friends. Michael Youssef here with Leading the Way, and I'm inviting you to join me each day for a clear Bible teaching without compromise on Leading the Way. Weekday mornings at 9:30 Central Time, right here on Bott Radio Network.
Bott Radio Network.
Einstein once said it's important that you never stop questioning. Yes, asking questions is a great way to learn about almost anything, but it's particularly useful when the topic is the Scripture. For practical answers to questions you may have had about God's Word, stay tuned for a special Q&A session on Grace to You.
There is also a Bott Radio Network station in Kirksville, Missouri, with a big 100,000-watt signal at 107.9, which actually gets into Columbia a little bit, and they used to try to claim Columbia as part of their market. They had some advertisers in Columbia at one point, Now there is a low-power FM station on 107.9 that covers quite a bit of Colombia, which plays Chinese programming. It's from some Chinese Christian church, I believe. Next, I need to say a few words about 90.5. In Colombia, KWWC occupies that frequency. I don't know how much power they have, but it's not much. And the only way that I can hear them here, 10 miles away, is with a car radio or with a Panasonic RF2900. That station is owned by Stevens College, which is a women's college, and they play mostly 80s music during the weekdays. I think they might have some jazz programming from time to time. I'm not sure. That might be more on the weekends. I'm not really certain of that. I know on Saturday afternoon sometimes they do play 70s music. They call themselves Sweet 90.5. Now, the interesting thing about that is that in Mexico, Missouri, on 90.5, is KAUD, which rebroadcasts the signal of the station I'll talk about next, KBIA 91.3 FM, the NPR station in Colombia, owned and operated by the University of Missouri. Now, 90.5 in Mexico has a pretty low power signal as well, but where I'm located, if I go to the north end of the house, I hear Mexico. If I go to the south end of the house, I hear Colombia. Here now is a little of KBIA in Colombia, which plays mostly classical music during the middle part of the day and overnight. They do NPR programming starting at 4 in the morning with All Things Considered, and they repeat that two or three times until 9 o'clock. And then they play classical music until 3, All Things Considered until 6, Marketplace, and then usually some of their own programming between 6 and 7. From 7 o'clock on is various classical programs such as Performance Today. They diversify their programming some on the weekends, of course. Saturday night, they really rock out with, I don't know, the Underground Garage, and I don't know what all some of the programs are. They also carry Prairie Home Companion. They also carry the Metropolitan Opera on Saturday afternoons, and then on Sunday afternoons, they play Bob Edwards Weekend between 2 and 4.
Johannes Brahms' wonderful Variations on a Theme by Haydn. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Herbert von Karajan conducting on KBIA. In a few moments is Claude Debussy's Beautiful Evening with Joshua Bell, the violinist, and Frederick Chiu at the piano. At KBIA.org, you can listen to three program options all the time. Look over the KBIA second channel and third channel schedules. Those are the ones which offer you two more choices in digital. Then you can find out how to listen to each of our three live streams via a web browser, an HD radio, or a Wi-Fi receiver, or even your iPhone or iPod Touch. If you'd like to see what's available, view a selection of tabletop, car, home theater, and portable radios that'll let you listen to all three KBIA channels. And then, if you'd still like, you can get yours in support of KBIA. Check it out at KBIA.org. Our music is going to take us up to All Things Considered after a look at the weather forecast. This is Claude Debussy's Bonsoir, Beautiful Evening. Joshua Bell, the violinist, Frederick Chiu, the pianist on KBIA. Multicasting and HD radio from the University of Missouri. This is KBIA, Columbia, Jefferson City, KKTR, Kirksville, and KAUD, Mexico. Claude Debussy's Bonsoir, Beautiful Evening was performed by violinist Joshua Bell and pianist Frederick Chiu. Up next, it's All Things Considered. For the first time ever, anywhere you're networked, there we are. Listen live to all three KBIA channels on your BlackBerry and find out how to download the free BlackBerry app by visiting our website at KBIA.org. University of Missouri Healthcare sponsors our live Doppler 8 First Alert forecast. Expect sunny skies to continue today with a high in the mid-30s, partly cloudy tomorrow and a high of 43, and then partly cloudy with a high of 36 on Thursday. The temperatures continue to do that flip-flop throughout the rest of the week. Keep it tuned. KBIA will keep you updated. It's 3 o'clock, time for All Things Considered on KBIA, your NPR station.
The true test for President Obama in 2011 is his ability to establish his presidential leadership.
Who will define the agenda for the new Congress?
For Tuesday, January 4th, this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
KBIA is the first 100,000-watt signal we come across on the dial. They're also the only HD radio station in Colombia. Their repeater station at 90.5 in Mexico also is an HD station. And I can tell you the audio in mono sounds horrible. It also runs several seconds behind KBIA's signal. Next is KMFC 92.1 in Centralia, Missouri, about 20 miles north of Columbia and about 10 miles north of where I am here. That happens to be my former employer, where I worked for several years in the late 80s, early 90s, and then again for a while in the mid-90s. But they don't have any live people on there anymore, except for a black gospel program on Saturday afternoons for a while. Everything these days is all satellite or internet-fed, and they have gone much more contemporary than they ever used to be. It's a contemporary Christian station. They have a block of preaching and teaching programs between 9 a.m. and 2 o'clock. I have a break here that goes from their teaching programs into the music at 2 o'clock. Incidentally, KMFC is 6,000 watts, and they're bucking for a power increase as well. I don't know what that's going to be like, because they're kind of hemmed in by stations on 92.1, and there's going to be some overlap if they increase their power, for sure. Overlap of signals. There already is some if you're west of Columbia a ways when you start picking up 92.1 from over near Sedalia, Missouri.
It's that time of year when the warm, sunny days suddenly become long, chilly nights. Can your home comfort system adjust accordingly? A Lennox comfort system can and will. Hi, this is Donna. Don't wait. Call Heading House Sheet Metal at 263-7766. Receive up to a $1,200 rebate and free 5-year labor warranty to go with the manufacturer's 10-year limited parts warranty. Call 263-7766. Heading House Sheet Metal, your independent Lennox dealer.
I wasn't born to pace myself. I was born to push my limits.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Missouri Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.
I believe in absolute truth. Yes, I do.
Each weekday on Back to the Bible, Woodrow Kroll teaches God's truth as revealed in Scripture. His practical insight provides guidance for daily living. So, if you're looking for truth, you know where to turn. Turn Back to the Bible, the half-hour radio broadcast based on God's Word.
Back to the Bible, weekday mornings at 11:05 on KMFC.
Missouri Switch FM, KMFC, Centralia, Columbia, and Jefferson City, and on the web at KMFC.com.
Great radio station.
Switch FM.
It's Subtle Access. I am Wally, and this show is comprised of way more than just me. This show is myself, it's Zach, Betty Rock. All these people come together to make this show what it is. And so their lives are important to me. You know, Zach buying a new house and, you know, me getting him a gift for his housewarming party.
Well, when I move back in with my parents, you can get me a housewarming party.
Yeah, you're going backwards when you move in with your parents, just so you know.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I can't keep a roommate.
I know, they always get married. That's the irony. Betty lives with a girl. The girl will go get married like that.
Seriously, the last girl I talked to see if she wanted to move in with me,
yeah.
I can put my hand on a Bible. I promise. Right when I talked to her. Like, a month later, her boyfriend proposed to her.
That is awesome.
It was amazing.
Well, maybe we can turn that around right here. That's why I brought you in here. I have an email that I wanted to read you and see what you think about this.
That chatter went on for quite some time, and a lot of the times when I tune by, particularly in the afternoons, just to see what they're up to, I hear a lot of that chatter. And, of course, they're fairly rocky music as well. They included Jefferson City in their ID because they have a translator in Jefferson City at 100.9 and have had for quite some time. Theoretically, whatever power increase they're going to get will eliminate the need for the translator in Jefferson City.
Thanks, John. We look forward to your return next month with a whole new set of frequencies. Remember, if you would like the whole world to know what your hometown radio sounds like, send your tapes or CD recordings to Phil Wayne, a.k.a. Chuck Rivers, 7545 County Road 71, Harpster, Ohio, 43323-9364. The audio service membership would be most grateful. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the musings to the members. Byron McKenzie, 2020 News.
CKLW. This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the action line.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Victor Schmidt's question, I think I might be able to answer. I think the Channel 3 that you got was from Barrie, Ontario. I think the callers are CKBR. I noticed on 1230 WECK, Cheektowaga, New York, is playing music again now. They have done everything. They were news and talk station, had the country classics for a while, and I think they're playing a lot of the earlier rock and roll now. We have had a station change format in the Hamilton, Burlington, Ontario, here in Ontario. 94.7 was the wave. They've gone country, and they're now 94.7 Kix Country because it's going to be CHKX. Sorry to report the death of Ernie Johnson Sr., who was a pitcher for the Milwaukee Braves and later a broadcaster for the Atlanta Braves. He worked with a lot of the great announcers down there, Milo Hamilton in his day, and Pete Van Wern, Don Sutton, several of them. I am looking forward to the convention in Omaha.
Hello, this is George again from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I called to tell you folks, Fresh FM in Chicago 105.9 is going to be changing to All News FM, simulcasting with WBBM Radio. And in Milwaukee here, Clark Howard is not going to be on WTMJ anymore. They're going to have Jeff Wagner from 12 until 3. So, okay, that's all I have for you folks. And I hope everybody has a blessed day. Enjoy radio.
Hi there, this is Mike Lance. We've had a format change. 1210 WMMA has switched from your companion Spanish station with brokered programming and English and Spanish music to ESPN Sports. 1450 WOCN has become your companion station. They will be getting a lot of programming that people are buying time. They also own a station on 1700, which is Haitian. That's it from here. Take care.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin, with a format swap and some other bits of information. First, I'd like to mention that Clear Channel has confirmed a rumor that the sports talk format that's currently heard in the Twin Cities on KFAN 1130 will move to KTLK FM 100.3. This is to take place on August the 15th. The news talk format on FM will move to 11:30 a.m. I'd also like to mention, too, that a lot of us blind folks who have dealt with and have known Bruce Elving for years, well, Bruce Elving passed away on July the 24th. He was 76 years old. I knew Bruce well. I was good friends with him and his family, known him for a long time. He will be greatly missed. I'd also like to mention that I really enjoyed, from the July Audio Service, the complete history of AFRTS. I thought that was fantastic, and it brings back some memories for me. Especially, I thought it was cool to hear Major League Baseball on shortwave. And during the years of 1967 and 68, they used to bring a feature called Hometown USA, where they would present newscasts from different, you know, from all the 50 states, and send them over to our troops in Vietnam. And I thought it was a real kick to hear Dick Chapman, CCO, and a reporter from then WKOW Radio in Madison when they were on 1070. So thank you for that great feature. on the history of Armed Forces Radio. That is all. Stay cool and 73s and good DX.
Hello, everyone on the DX Audio Service September issue. This is Dale Ham in Kansas City, Missouri. I am going to be attending the NRC convention in Omaha. We'll be arriving there about the 13th. The reason I'm calling, I'd like to request if somebody wants to room share, please contact me. My phone number down in Kansas City is area code 816-942-3220. Somebody wants to room share there in Omaha. 73s, everybody.
This is John Wesley Smith from Hallsville, Missouri. And for my birthday recently, I got an AM/FM pocket radio that's pretty decent. The cost was around $16, I think, and it's Radio Shack, believe it or not, Radio Shack brand. The catalog number is 12-586, 12-586. It's quite sensitive on AM, and that's pretty much the case all across the dial. It's only fair to average on FM, but at least at my location, I don't get a lot of overloading, so that's okay. But it's a nice little analog pocket radio at a pretty good price, and it seems like, in my opinion, those are a little hard to come by these days. Just thought I'd let folks know about it.
Mark Dernberger in the Musings Control Room. To respond to Joe Schwab's comments in the July issue, yes, I'm still working with the Minnesota Twins, watching our 2011 season slowly slide into disappointment. My work in constructing Target Field included the digital technology and the digital backbone for the stadium. We built what the techies call a smart house, providing computer networks, Wi-Fi access for the fans, and retransmitting the cell phone providers in a closed-circuit booster system. I was also able to support the build-out of the broadcasting structure. We can handle as many as 10 radio broadcasters and 6 to 8 TV networks at the same time. That's huge. So Target Field is pretty much future-proof, we hope. Wanted to add that it's my good fortune to be able to make the NRC convention this October for the first time since the Labor Day weekend has always conflicted with my schedule. I look forward to meeting many of you, and I've been asked to share some thoughts at the banquet. Because Omaha is such an interesting radio town, we'll present our State of the Station report next month on the Omaha radio market. See you then.
Time for some thrilling heroics.
I don't know. I mean, does anyone really pay attention to radio anymore?
This year, we're going to Omaha. Wow! Which used to be the call letters on 590. Ernie and the Big O team invite you to this year's joint get-together of the NRC and the WTFDA at the Comfort Inn & Suites. Our convention begins on Thursday, October 13th. For more info, simply log on to nrcdxas.org and click on the link for the convention. See you in Warren Buffett's hometown for the 78th annual NRC convention.
It's Saturday night and everyone else is out having fun. It's the best excuse in the world to join the party.
All hands on deck was the byword Thursday afternoon for radio engineers on much of the Eastern Seaboard and at their corporate offices as broadcasters turn from sharing stories about the recent earthquake and focus more on the growing worries about Hurricane Irene. Steve Davis, Senior Vice President, Engineering and Capital Management of Clear Channel Radio, used the on-deck phrase in describing planning underway amongst his staff, particularly those in charge of facilities from South Carolina on up north. According to ABC News, evacuation orders were issued along the coast of North Carolina and emergency declarations were being made by states as far north as New Jersey. ABC quoted a public information officer for Dane County, North Carolina, calling it a very, very serious situation. Amtrak service south of Washington was canceled. Like other broadcasters with facilities on the East Coast, Clear Channel was tracking the storm closely, and its engineering department arranged a conference call planned for Thursday afternoon for its affected markets. As a precautionary measure, we have checked that all of our DARP vehicles are working, fueled, and ready to roll. General readiness information was sent out via email to markets on Monday, Davis told Radio World magazine. DARP is the company's Disaster Assistance and Response Program. At Cumulus Radio, Gary Klein said, "We have held several conference calls and meetings with our Eastern Seaboard and East Coast engineers and managers to review disaster planning, even while hoping the storm would turn away or diminish. As you might imagine, our North Carolina and South Carolina engineering teams are pretty used to this kind of drill," Klein said. "But our folks in Bridgeport and Westchester, for instance, don't see Category 2 or 3 storms every day. We think that we're as prepared as we can be. We have several seasoned hurricane engineers in other markets on standby to assist if needed." Noting that the earthquake had quickly been followed by the storm threat, one engineering executive remarked to Radio World magazine, "As you well know, it's always something."
The National Association of Broadcasters says the FCC should look at not only how low-power FMs have affected existing full-power commercial FMs economically, but also at their potential impact on the future. It filed comments with the agency for a congressionally mandated report associated with the practical details of implementing the Local Radio Community Act. NAB says Congress directed the commission to examine the impact that low-power FMs will have on full-power stations. Congress's deliberate choice of those words indicates that it wanted the FCC to focus on the future impact of LPFM after the changes required by the act are implemented. NAB presumes Congress required the report so lawmakers could consider further changes to the LPFM rules if operation of the low-power stations would hurt full-power FM service. The FCC should focus on the impact of niche format stations because the agency's assumptions that LPFMs would serve audiences with programming not available for mainstream stations may be wrong, the NAB says. As LPFM stations are licensed in larger urban areas, they may choose formats that compete with existing full-service stations already serving the same niche audiences. The NAB included a format study by BIA Kelsey's Dr. Mark Freitrick, finding that stations with foreign language, ethnic, bluegrass, and other non-mainstream formats are located mainly in urban areas where there have been few LPFM stations up to now. He found those stations have much smaller audiences and therefore revenue than mainstream format stations in large markets. These stations, which may serve similar kinds of niche audiences as LPFM stations will, are economically fragile, according to the NAB and Freitrick. If they lose significant parts of their current audience, their survival or their survival with their current formats may be in doubt. Many of these urban niche audiences are served by AM stations. Freitrick and the NAB suggest the FCC also consider the impact to the public interest if licensing new LPFMs results in a loss of service from AMs. NAB suggests the FCC look at changes in the size of both audience and ad revenues as it considers the impact that increasing the number of low-power FM stations may have had or could have on full-service FMs. An issue on which the FCC had asked for comment is how to measure the impact of LPFMs in markets unrated by Arbitron. NAB suggested the commission use the population within a station's protected contour as a proxy for audience size and revenues. It suggests the FCC seek revenue and audience information from LPFMs themselves. NAB urges the agency to look at cases in which LPFM's underwriting efforts siphon ad revenues and audience from full-service stations. Some LPFMs have sold commercial ad time, and the FCC should look at that, the NAB says, which emphasizes that this record and the fact that LPFM stations often have no prior experience with the commission's rules means that the commission cannot simply assume that new LPFM stations will not also try to sell advertising. NAB states a discussion of the appropriate LPFM enforcement should be part of its report to Congress. The CRTC has asked for applications to fill the frequencies of 690 and 940 vacated in Montreal When received, the potential applicants will be judged on several factors, including programming proposals, their business plan, Canadian content, contributions to Canadian content development, and where applicable, the percentage of French language vocal music. The initial plan to make these frequencies all traffic stations was withdrawn due to opposition from the public and interventions filed by several broadcasters, citing the frequencies could be put to better use.
Thanks, Dave. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. Just a quick reminder to send back your questionnaire, your survey, as soon as possible. It's very, very important to the club. Also, I'll be unable to attend the convention this year because I'd already scheduled business before the convention was announced. So we'll have to forego this year and perhaps next year. Why not tell us about it on the Musings line after you participate? That's it. That's all. We'll see you in 30 days. Good listening, DXers.